Well, good afternoon, folks. I think we'll get started. Okay, my name is Jonathan Bishop, Chair of the Santa Rosa Bay Restoration Commission, and I'll call this meeting to order. Caitlin, can you go over the meeting procedure?
Yes, thank you, Chair. So we're grateful to West Basin for hosting us here and to have support from AGP staff. If you need to use the restrooms here are out of service, so you'll have to check in at the front desk and they'll escort you a little bit of a walking distance to get there, just so you know. In terms of Wi-Fi, the network is WB Public Wi-Fi, and you do not need a password. This meeting is in a hybrid format in which members in the public are participating remotely and in person. At this time, we do not have, we have one remote member joining us virtually. So now I'll provide some information on how public participation is organized for today's meeting. You must be in the room or on Zoom to make public comment. Members of the public may request to comment by filling out a speaker card if you're joining us in person. If you're participating via Zoom, you can raise your hand virtually when we reach the item under which you'd like to speak. The raise hand function is at the bottom of the screen on the Zoom app. If you're calling in over the phone, dial *9 to raise your hand and *6 to unmute yourself. This meeting is being recorded and live streamed, so we ask that you please speak clearly. For members who are in person, please remember to turn on your microphone when you speak and turn it off when you finish speaking. So that concludes meeting logistics. I recommend we move to member roll call for attendance and introductions.
Go right ahead, Caitlin.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment to share the roster. And I will call members in alphabetical order by last name, and feel free to also state your affiliation. Jonathan Bishop.
Jonathan Bishop here, State Water Resource Control Board.
Jacob Berman.
Present on behalf of LA City Councilwoman Tracy Park.
Tom Ford.
Tom Ford, CEO of the Bay Foundation.
Dean Francois.
Dean Francois here, Mayor of Hermosa Beach.
Jamie King.
Jamie King, Senior Conservation Biologist with the RCD of the Santa Monica Mountains.
Annalisa Moe.
Annalisa Moe with Heal the Bay.
Karen Mogus.
Hi, Karen Mogus, State Water Board.
Michael Quill.
Michael Quill, LA Waterkeeper.
And Erica Yelensky.
Good afternoon, Erica Yelensky with US EPA Region 9.
And I believe that's all the members at this time. I recommend we move to item one for public comment.
Okay. Public comment is the opportunity for the public to comment on items that are not on the agenda. Caitlin, do we have anyone for public comment?
We received one request in advance, and at this time we have no public attendees in person or in Zoom. The request we received in advance is for a written comment because the commenter couldn't be here in person or join us virtually.
Okay.
So I will read this comment. It's from Walter Lamb, and I'll read it to the 4-minute time allotment. The Bayona Wetlands Land Trust submits the following comments to be read into the record. The December 2024 Governing Board meeting will mark 1 year since Senator Ben Allen and other board members requested a detailed briefing on the status of the Bayona Wetlands Restoration Project. That briefing took place at the June meeting. It would be very helpful if the California Department of Fish and Wildlife could provide a 6-month check-in update at the December meeting to help Governing Board members monitor and assess the progress of the project, which is action item number 13 in the SMBRC's Comprehensive Conservation and Management Plan, or CCMP for short. Specifically, it would be helpful to know whether the timeline posted to the department's webpage for the project which anticipates publishing a draft revised environmental impact report by spring of 2025, is still accurate. It would also be helpful to know when the department anticipates obtaining an approved final environmental impact statement from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Completion of both the state EIR and federal EIS were listed together as a joint performance measure in the 2018 CCMP action plan with an expired target date of 2022. By sharing progress reports, as well as advising the governing board of any constraints or obstacles to further progress, the department can better equip the governing board to fulfill the SMBRC's statutory mission to monitor, assess, coordinate, and advise the department and other agencies with regard to this project. Thank you for your consideration of this request. And that is the end of Walter Lamb's comments.
Thank you. Well, then we'll move on to the order of the agenda. There are no changes proposed by staff. Are there any proposed changes by executive committee members? Okay, then we will continue on with the agenda. Luke, we have a report from the Administrative Director.
Thank you, Chair, and good afternoon, everybody. The Executive Committee last met on September 19th. During that meeting, the Executive Committee members discussed two proposed resolutions, one with recommendations to improve LA County's Safe Clean Water Program, and the other resolution supporting LA Sanitation and Environment's Comprehensive Plastics Reduction Program. Both of those resolutions were adopted by the Governing Board in October, and staff forwarded those resolutions along with letters from Chair Bishop to LA County and LA City officials. Since the last meeting, Commission staff have conducted multiple site visits. First, staff joined Jan Walker from the Southern California Coastal Water Research Project, or SCWRP, on a second visit to their Prop 50 project sites, which are small wetlands around Santa Monica Bay. Staff got the chance to assist with some of the field work even. We helped conduct plant and trash surveys with Jan Walker's staff. Commission staff are still in the process of scheduling field site visits for other Prop 50 projects, so we will keep you updated on those. Next, staff had the opportunity to see Heal the Bay's recreational water quality monitoring program in the field as they were training representatives from Sacred Places Institute for Indigenous Peoples. It was a great opportunity to see the work that Heal the Bay does and to learn about the community monitoring goals and challenges for Sacred Places Institute. Next, at the recommendation of Governing Board Member Dan Murphy, with LA County Lifeguards, staff met with representatives from the Marine Mammal Care Center since the last executive committee meeting. The Marine Mammal Care Center is interested in getting involved with the SMBRC, and during our meeting, staff noted multiple ways in which the Marine Mammal Care Center's work is related to the CCMP, including that marine mammals, which are treated at the center, suffer from domoic acid poisoning resulting from harmful algal blooms, and the animals they treat are typically harmed by trash and other marine debris. An informational item on the Marine Mammal Care Center was not identified as a priority in the survey I distributed. I'll go over the results of that survey in a minute. However, I do recommend inviting them to provide an informational item in 2025 because they have shown interest in getting involved in the commission, and I see ways in which their work is aligned with the CCMP. Staff have worked with the chair of the Technical Advisory Committee to schedule the next TAC meeting, which is set to take place on December 4th at the Aquarium of the Pacific. Details for the meeting will be posted on the SMBRC website in the next few days. And at that meeting, the TAC will discuss ways to address the latest climate change guidance received from US EPA's National Estuary Program. Next, I would like to remind everyone that we have elections coming up at the first governing board meeting of 2025, which is expected to be February. We will be electing vice chairs to serve on the executive committee, as well as a commission chair. Please let Caitlin and I know if you have interest in running for chair and if you have interest in continuing to serve on the executive committee. I'll have discussions with you all separately, but please let me know if you will be continuing your service on the executive committee. Finally, I would like to go over the results from the informational survey I distributed after the last meeting. And as a reminder, this survey was distributed to help set some info item priorities for 2025. So I will share those now. There we go. So you should see a list of 8 topics here. I do not have them numbered. Because for most of these items, if there was actually a tie in the vote. However, the 2 top items there, you see climate change issues as well as water recycling, those did receive the most votes. And climate change is a very broad category, so I will give a further breakdown of that. But these were the 8 priority items identified by that survey. So staff will try and get informational items this upcoming year on these topics here, and our priorities will be those climate change topics as well as wastewater recycling. Under that topic of climate change, there are some kind of subcategories there. Ocean acidification and hypoxia was one that was that received many votes in the survey, as well as harmful algal blooms, sea level rise, and coastal resiliency. And one thing to note about harmful algal blooms, Santa Monica Bay recently had a large algal bloom a few weeks ago. That was in the news, and it was smelly. A lot of people noticed it. A lot of residents and visitors noticed it. And I have reached out to the regional board, the Regional Water Quality Control Board, as well as SQRP, for some information on that harmful algal bloom, but I have they basically relayed to me that we won't have any details from that harmful algal bloom for another month or two. So there's no update there right now. However, we in 2025 we will look to get an informational item on harmful algal blooms. That concludes my update.
Thank you, Luke. Any questions for Luke? Okay.
Oh, sorry, Jonathan, I was late to the button. Luke, can you pull those slides back up? I just wanted to go back to that the results that you got from the survey real quick. I was making notes.
This slide?
That's the one. Got it. Thank you, sir.
Any other questions for Luke?
I have a comment. This is Erica Yelinski. Just on the DDT contamination, I think there's a documentary that maybe recently came out. Our Superfund office just had a viewing this week in our office, but I don't know if folks have seen it, called Out of Sight. So it kind of follows Rosanna Shaw. I'm not sure if I'm saying her name correctly, kind of as she's interviewing different scientists and kind of following the newer story. I'm not necessarily suggesting we do that, you know, view that at a meeting, but just as a resource, maybe to share with members of the governing board. And I'm happy to send the link to Luke and Caitlin. Thank you.
If you send us the link, we can distribute it. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
I just had a quick question. There's an asterisk at the very last bullet. Was there any additional information regarding that?
Oh, thank you for catching that. Sorry. Yeah, the asterisk is for overfishing and aquaculture. That was identified as a priority in last year's survey. And I added that asterisk there to note that it may be difficult getting an update there on overfishing and aquaculture, because the last time we reached out to folks, I believe CDFW was still figuring out how to create a aquaculture permit in Santa Monica Bay. If anybody is knowledgeable of of that issue, please let me know. But that's the latest info I have.
Okay. There are no other comments or questions. We can move on to consideration approval of the September 19th, 2024 meeting minutes. Does anyone have any changes? Comments? Okay. Then I'd ask for a motion.
So moved.
And a second.
I'll second that.
Okay. Caitlin, can you call the roll?
Yes, thank you. Give me one moment to get the roster up. Okay. Jonathan Bishop.
Aye.
Jacob Berman.
Yes.
Dean Francois.
Yes.
Jamie King.
Yes.
Annalisa Moe.
I will abstain since I was not there.
Michael Quell.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm sorry. EJ Caldwell.
Yes.
Thank you. The minutes are approved.
Thank you. We will move on to item 2D, consider approval of the executive committee meeting calendar. I think you all got that in your packet. I would just note that two of the meetings are at the Delray Rock Club on March 20th and May 15th. The other meetings are here. Any concerns, comments, questions? Yes, Dean.
The executive committee meeting, are they scheduled to still be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes.
Is that the proposal? I'd like to propose that we have it in the morning. We all have active and busy schedules, and it is troublesome sometimes, I would think, when people are busy on projects to have to leave in the middle of the day to make to this meeting when we can have them in the morning. When I joined the Restoration Commission, I understood the meetings were the third Thursdays in the morning, which was what my schedule was expecting to be, and it just seems awkward to have to piece together the third Thursday in the afternoon every other month. And I would think it would be better if we were consistent with the commission meetings, and that way we can more actively obtain quorums. I think we've had a few meetings where we weren't able to get quorums here. So that's my proposal. I'd open it up if anyone has any other discussions regarding it.
Any comments from folks?
I'm just curious what time in the morning you're proposing.
10. Is that good?
I don't care one way or the other, but other folks?
I can do coffee or I can do tea. So I'm good at 10 a.m. or I'm good here in the afternoon at 1, sir. Thank you.
Luke, Caitlin? One concern I have is that we need to then check with the venues about timing.
Yeah, and another consideration is we do have support from AGP, our IT folks, and they do need some time setting up in the morning. Usually for our governing board meetings, that means they come in the evening prior, and that is like additional work, additional funding. So it might take us some time to check if that's feasible. I know Eric's on the line, and he provided some guidance in terms of approving the calendar, that it might be something that we could do maybe just some of these by email. Eric, do you want to provide a little bit of guidance so we have some, yeah.
It doesn't absolutely have to be approved today. You know, It can be proved at a later point, the next meeting. If that were to happen, I think we probably need some agreement as to what's going to happen at the next meeting. So I think we have some flexibility, but it sounds like we need to gather more information if we were to, before making a change.
So I'm going to make a friendly amendment. Hopefully it's friendly, which is that we asked staff to see if we can get the facilities at 10 o'clock and what the impact would be with AGP and with the and facilities, and that we revisit this at the January 16th meeting, which we will keep it the same for the moment, but looking to see if we can change it to earlier in the day.
Is it possible we could make that decision at the December meeting, at the commission meeting? We could just break out or something. I mean, isn't there a way to possibly know in 1 month from now? I don't know.
I'd have to get back to you. We could have the whole governing board vote on that, but that's a meeting of the governing board, not the executive committee. We could potentially notice a separate executive committee meeting to take place.
Okay.
After,
never mind. That's too
but that's not a, you know, you can't, it, there's, you're having one meeting or the other, but not both at the same time.
Okay. So you essentially just table it till January meeting then?
Well, we're going to ask staff to
okay.
look into the logistics associated with it and for the remainder of the meetings of the year.
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Just to confirm the, will we be having a vote of the EC today to set the January 16th meeting at 1 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we'll table the rest of the meetings until we have a chance to look into the impacts associated with that. Because I do want us to be cognizant of if there's going to be an increase in costs and what that would mean. The state budget is very constrained.
Sorry to interrupt, but I suggest a different path.
Okay.
It's not essential to vote to set up these meetings. It's something that we opt to do. But if we have agreement and we know that a quorum will be there in January, we can move forward without taking a vote. My concern with voting on something different from what was noticed is that we would be voting on something that's not what was put out for notice, and it's unnecessary to take the vote. So I think we can go ahead as long as we have, you can see if there's any opposition to holding that meeting at the anticipated time in January, I guess 1 p.m., January 16th. If there's no opposition and we believe we'll have a quorum, I think we can just go ahead and schedule that. And then we can vote, we can notice and vote on the remaining schedule at that meeting.
So can I push back a little bit, Eric? Because we did notice the January 16th meeting at the, and if we vote on that and then defer the rest of the voting, that seems to also be part acceptable under the what's been noticed.
I think that we could do that. I think there's should be little risk associated with doing that. If that's what you like to do, you can go ahead.
Well, I'd like to hear from the other.
To put this out there, perhaps a more simple solution. Given that what we were going to be voting on is mainly about the dates and prospective locations, and it does say all meetings begin at 1 p.m. unless otherwise indicated. Couldn't we move forward voting for this? And then if we decide to change the time, we can otherwise indicate it.
Well, that makes sense to me. Eric, does that work?
That's a great idea. I like it.
Let's get Jacob a jacket or something.
What does that do about the location? Or let's just say we can't get this location at 10. Maybe they can get another location at 10. I don't know. Does that
That's okay. Well, you know, those things happen, and we can revise it as necessary if we do opt to change the time.
Okay, so I think what we're the proposal is, just so that we're clear, is that we are going to ask the staff to look at 10 o'clock start times and what are the ramifications of that, to report back to us in at our January executive committee meeting. We are going to approve the calendar as is, with the understanding that at our January meeting, we may well change the time or the place if we need to.
That is my motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Yeah, I'll second that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. I will share the roster now. For the meeting calendar. Okay. Jonathan Bishop.
Aye.
Jacob Berman.
Yes.
EJ Caldwell.
Yes.
Dean Francois.
Yes.
Jamie King.
Yes.
Annalisa Moe.
Yes.
And Michael Quill.
Yes.
Okay, the calendar is approved.
Thank you very much. I think we're ready to move on to consideration of the the governing board meeting calendar. Is that what we're...
We're moving to item 2E to establish the December
Excuse me, the agenda. That's right. Okay.
So the first item we have proposed is for the December 12th governing board meeting agenda is consideration of approval of the 2025 governing board meeting calendar. So similar to the exercise we just went for the executive committee, we're proposing to do the same for the governing board. We recommend to continue the governing board's practice of meeting on the third Thursday of even number months, except for June and December, which are scheduled for the second Thursday due to holidays. And I can pull up the dates in just a moment. And the times will continue to be 9:30 to 12, but are subject to change. And for the governing board meeting, we will have a similar schedule laid out indicating the venue for each meeting. We will be at Delray Yacht Club for the majority of our meetings, except in February and October, we plan to be at Hyperion. So,
Okay, we didn't need a motion at this point. We're just setting up the agenda for the governing board meeting, okay? And then the next item, Caitlin, will you introduce the next item for the governing board meeting?
Yes. So the next item we have is a presentation on the Topanga Lagoon Restoration Project. And that will be given by Resource Conservation District of the Santa Monica Mountains staff. So restoration of Topanga Lagoon is Action 12 of our Comprehensive Conservation Management Plan, and the Executive Committee identified wetlands restoration as a priority informational item when we did the survey in 2023. So California State Parks, Caltrans, LA County Beaches and Harbors, and RCD of Santa Monica Mountains are working to restore Topanga Lagoon ecosystem, which is one of the last coastal wetlands in Southern California. The overarching goals of the restoration are to expand and restore the lagoon, address public access, recreation, and visitor needs, improve resilience to sea level rise, and protect existing biological, cultural, and recreational resources. The planning phase for the project is complete. The final environmental impact report was certified and the preferred alternative was approved in September. And the project is now moving to the design and permitting phase. So we're welcoming RCD to share background on the project, an overview of the selected alternative, anticipated timeline, and next steps. And we do have Jamie from RCD here, so please feel free to add anything if you'd like.
No, we're just super excited to share with you the progress on the project, including today. We received a $5 million grant from Coastal Conservancy to continue the work for design, and it's been a long haul with many parties at the table, including many of you, and so we're just looking forward to sharing our updates and brainstorming how we can make it through design in a very positive and smooth-flowing way.
Great. Any questions on that presentation? Look forward to hearing it. And then we have another presentation scheduled. Luke, could you introduce that item?
Thank you, Chair. The other informational item we are proposing for the December Governing Board meeting is a presentation from LA County Beaches and Harbors. So LA County Beaches and Harbors manages 18 public beaches along Santa Monica Bay, which are threatened by sea level rise, according to LA County's sea level rise vulnerability assessment, which was completed in 2016. In 2023, the Department of Beaches and Harbors completed the Los Angeles County Coastal Resilience Study to build off of that 2016 study. And the 2023 Coastal Resiliency Study examines multiple strategies for addressing sea level rise over the next 75 years. And that is the study that LA County Beaches and Harbors would like to present to the Governing Board. The Coastal Resiliency Study has potential implications for multiple CCMP actions, including Action 6, Restoring Coastal Dune Habitats for Resilience, Action 24, Supporting Coastal Resilience Through Natural Means and Softscape Measures, Action 25, increase public access and amenities that enhance natural resources and benefits to people. And Action 44, support development of a comprehensive regional sediment management plan. Bringing this informational item to the Governing Board will allow the Commission to learn more about this study.
Any questions for Luke on that presentation?
Just a quick question, Luke. Curious how much time you're imagining or if they have requested a specific amount in order to make the presentation?
No amount of time has been requested. The standard we usually give informational items is about 30 minutes, but we can give or take from there.
And I appreciate that. I've had some familiarity with maybe earlier drafts. I'm not sure what the current status is of their planning, and there's some different components to it. I think it would take a little bit of time in order to elucidate those fairly, so that everyone could make an informed decision or come away with a proper impression. That's all I was asking about. Thank you.
Well, it does look like we have a pretty light meeting for that agenda, so I'm not too worried about if it takes a little longer. I would ask, are we planning to adopt minutes from the previous governing board meeting? Okay, so we do have one action item on that meeting.
Along with the consideration of approval of the calendar for the governing board as well.
And the calendar, okay. So
Is there anything else on the agenda, or is that all that you said? We have a light agenda, so is there anything else, or is that's it on the agenda?
That's it on the agenda.
So there's no agenda items where the commission will be voting to approve anything?
Well, there'll be the calendar and the minutes.
Calendar and minutes. But as far as these two presentations,
they're just presentations.
I know in the past there's been proposed motions, and it's been considered not in order. So I didn't know whether it can lead up to future agenda items or how do these presentations relate to the business of the commission?
So my understanding is that these are information items that we had, that the executive committee had requested in the past to get more information on. They're not related to any action item that was proposed.
Okay. And each one of those are about 30 minutes long, then, those presentations?
Yes.
Is that generally the schedule? And okay.
Yeah. So we're probably looking at an hour and a half.
I didn't know whether Tom's comment meant that it might take longer, but were you indicating they may need more than 30, or do you think 30 is enough?
I think 30 is enough. I just wanted to make sure that there was room for the 30. And compared to Topanga's super simple, it's not. Everybody ought to have their coffee in the morning that day in order to keep up with those two projects. They have a lot of facets, and I think both of them really pull on a lot of different sources of information and a lot of different potential benefits from them. And I just want to make sure that we were giving everybody their fair time.
Sure.
Agreed. Half hour should do it for sure.
And I think you're responsible for coffee, but I could be wrong about that.
I'll bring the coffee.
If there aren't any other questions or comments, I would entertain a motion on the proposed agenda for the governing board meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Caitlin, will you do a roll call?
Yes. Just sharing the roster. Let's give it one moment. Thank you. Okay. Jonathan Bishop.
Aye.
Jacob Berman.
Yes.
EJ Caldwell.
Yes.
Dean Francois.
Yes.
Jamie King.
Yes.
Annalisa Moe.
Yes.
And Michael Quell.
Yes.
Thank you. The agenda is approved for the December meeting.
So before we get on to the next item, I want to fess up that I'm the one that asked for us to have a discussion on this on the executive committee meeting. I'm going to ask Luke to introduce it, but I do want us to consider how the update to the CCMP and the proposed changes to the schedule for work plans from a 1 to 2 year work plan, how those interact together and what the ramifications of that are, so that we can make an informed decision. I don't have a preconceived notion. I just want us to talk. Thank you. Luke, could you introduce the item?
Yes, I will. So we will now continue our discussion of the CCMP update from the last meeting. During that last meeting, we discussed the need to edit CCMP actions for accuracy. So there are updates that need to occur for some actions. There's also a need to consider member and public input for actions and next steps. There's a need to identify opportunities to improve equity in the CCMP update. Also during that discussion, Tom Ford suggested new action categories to make the CCMP more approachable for the public. So there's a lot of aspects to focus on. Chair Bishop requested a discussion at the subsequent executive committee meeting on the process and timeline for updating the CCMP. So that is what we will focus on today, the timeline and how all of this will get accomplished. So to begin that discussion, I will hand things over to Tom.
Appreciate that, Luke. And I did share some slides with Caitlin, which might just help us have something to refer as we get moving here. admittedly, I have appended or abridged what I had shared with you last time. So there's that beautiful title slide. It's gorgeous. All right, next one, please. Knowing different levels of familiarity with all of our work, and for anybody tuning in that may be less than familiar, we're currently structured under these action categories as to the sort of ultimate purpose of what we are, trying to cause to happen. To improve the condition and extent of the many habitats of the bay and the benefits that those convey to wildlife, to biochemical cycling, and to the public for recreation and other purposes. But I think they're kind of wonky. I'm not quite sure that seems very tangible to me. So as you expressed, Luke, trying to find a way that's maybe a bit easier for people to onboard and understand who we are at first glance. So the next slide, I got some information for you to share. We just received a copy of the new funding guidance from the US EPA a couple weeks back. And these are the four major priorities for the NEP program in this guidance. That is for a time frame of FY 2025 through FY 2028. That FY 2025 should trigger you that we're intended to start hitting on these in fall of this coming year. Fortunately, if you think about many of the actions that we undertake and that of the partnership that is the National Estuary Program here, we're doing a lot under all of these categories to get there. And I think that if we were able to make perhaps these more prominent in our delineation of how we organize ourselves to the public with our planning, that I think it would be a lot easier for folks to be like, oh, yeah, that's a place where I want to spend some time or I'm interested in learning more. I'm not sure I capture that same thing with direct management actions. Next slide, please. Just a summary of a couple of the points that came through in the performance evaluation letter. So this was conducted this past spring and summer. Received this final copy in September, and it should be up on the webpage for everybody very soon. The strengths of this program, as we're identified from that process, is that we're working towards healthy ecosystems and that we are supporting EPA priorities, meaning that in the past we've been very responsive to the funding guidance as it has shifted over time. So congratulations to all of us. We've been very good at this. next slide, please. Opportunities for improvement. Exploring programmatic efficiencies while maintaining operational effectiveness. the EPA certainly saw the amount of time that we meet, the amount of time it takes for us to, I think, make decisions and get to endpoints, and they're encouraging us to take a look at that over the next 5 years to figure out how we can improve our processes, perhaps find some efficiencies in getting that done. And similarly, over the next 5 years, I'd like to see us doing a better job telling our story and highlighting the progress and the successes of this NEP. So we're excited to be leaning into that space, and what we will start to do is start to shift investment in a work plan into these places to improve those opportunities, to make improvements, and to also, I think, continue to support those strengths that the program has long demonstrated. Next slide, Caitlin. Thank you. So the change that I made since the last time I presented this to you in that lower circle where it reads inform, I had monitor. So under that same spirit, monitoring, I think, makes sense to a number of us in the room. But, if I talk about monitoring outside of this, is that a baby monitor? Is that a hall monitor? And again, reaching out to folks who are interested in our work but are not necessarily trained in it. I think informing both our decision making, informing the public seems to be a right way to couch this together. So with some of this as potential structure to introduce into the CCMP update, a way to clear up some of the confusion in some of those action items, reassemble much of the work that we've been doing. I don't think this indicates that we're discontinuing efforts in any given space. I think this is a real nice, tangible way for us to get started. So I'd like to move forward with starting to author up the CCMP under this alternative structure, and then we can start putting this out for comment and input from the public, as well as from the Executive Committee, Governing Board, our stakeholders, and our Technical Advisory Committee. All that said, I think that we've got a shot to get this update done end of 2025, early 2026. But I think in order to make that real, I think the first step forward needs to be one where we direct myself, so that I can direct my staff, that some of these new structural elements would be a good way for us to get started. that's what I'll put out for you, and certainly open the comments, questions, or even a stiff rebuke. I don't mind any of the above.
So I think that we should touch on that because that sounds important for you to get going. I would like, you know, after we've had a bit to discuss that, to understand then, my understanding is that you've had discussions with EPA about a two-year work plan, and I'll just lay out my concern is that if we're not starting the CCMP for until 2026 and we're doing two-year work plans, does that mean that items that are not currently in the CCMP, so cannot be in the work plan, can't be addressed until 2027? Is that so that concerns me. I want to understand how that all works.
Thank you, Jonathan. And I'm sorry, I went sailing right past that. So I appreciate you bringing me back to that point. Certainly there is there are programs that produce two-year annual work plans or biannual work plans as practice. That would certainly be a shift for us. And I'm not sure that the timing right now is the best for us to make that step. So we've had a number of conversations at the staff level trying to figure out when a two-year work plan might be beneficial, might be a mechanism to create some of those efficiencies that we're talking about. But with a CCMP update, changes to that, not knowing the final product of that, and then trying to put us on a path to forecast 2 years out, all sounds a little mucky. So I think a one-year work plan coming out of this program for 2025, 2026 is our preference at the Bay Foundation to put forth a work plan that this body can look at. 2 years at a time after that, I think would be considered for the 2026, 2027, 2027, 2028 timeframe.
So I think that addressed my biggest concern, which is I was concerned about us switching to a two-year work plan in the middle of doing the CCMP update and not sure how that would all work. Sticking to a one-year work plan while we're continuing to work on the CCMP so that when we adopt the CCMP, it may make sense to do a two-year work plan or it may not at that point, depending on how, you know, we feel about the CCMP. So given that, I can blow past as long as we're not proposing a two-year work plan at this point, I don't think there's really much concern about the intersection between the work plan and the CCMP at this point. I would support your essentially reorganizing and relabeling the CCMP to provide more access than the very insider baseball look that we've had in the past. I think that makes a lot of sense. I would like to hear from USCPA and do they agree that are these categories called out in the in their regulations or something, and so they would be problematic to make a change.
I do believe. Thank you, Erica.
Okay. Hi there. No, I think that these four categories are in line with our guidance. This body may decide that may choose different words as time goes, but I think that these are more easier to understand for folks. So I like the Venn diagram.
Right. So I think that what Tom is asking this group is, do we agree with essentially a reorganization and rebranding of the way the CCMP is organized along the lines of, and I don't remember the titles now, but the And we could bring that back up, but so that people can be reminded of it, as opposed to the previous. Yes, the enhance, communicate, engage, and inform. Though I'll just say communicate and inform do seem to be overlapping a bit.
Hence the Venn diagram. It's a Venn diagram in at least one dimension, if not more, Jonathan. Okay. I don't mean to be quippish, but I think the actual processes of communication with stakeholders, with communities, are distinct from what information we are generating and or sharing. It may be as I go marching down this path that I find that distinction difficult to maintain myself. And if so, then, you know, we'll make a change. I appreciate what you're sharing.
So I guess there's one piece of this that that I see is missing, mm-hmm. which is restore. We've got enhance, which makes right. perfect sense to me. I think that's a better than just restore. But we don't have anything that talks about restoring this ecosystem. I don't think you need to necessarily change this at this point, but I would like you to think about that.
Very fair.
Is there any other comments from folks? This is an opportunity for us to box Tom into the future.
Yeah. I just wonder if maybe you could, because I had a similar thought about how some of the categories that were posed seem very similar. Do you think you could run through what you would envision, you know, one or two examples of each of them to kind of better illustrate?
Or is that... Of each of those categories?
Yeah, what like one or two examples that could fall under, you know, be distinctly in each of those categories.
The next slide may help answer Mr. Burnham's question.
It appears to...
Not a problem. Thank you for asking the question. A roadmap, and you know, any specific. I do see your hand up, Erica. Any specific action, you know, if we were to take, you know, outplanting abalone. You know, I could sit there and say, hey, we're enhancing their population. We are conducting, you know, scientific or environmental monitoring in order to find out how they are doing, whether or not the environment that we're putting them into is conducive for their survivorship. We work with many partners on abalone outplanting, and we receive advice and support from culturing to transport to method development for how we can best take care of them in their early phases of being introduced to the ocean environment, and then are communicating about those results and building awareness for what we're doing would then yet fall into another spot. So that is some of the way I see this breaking down. Should Jonathan, Erica has got her hand up.
Yeah. Sorry, Erica, I wasn't watching the screen.
That's okay. I can only see one of you at a time or all of you sort of at a great distance. So I guess I have two requests. So at some point over the coming months, after you've gotten more feedback and had some time, Tom, if you and team could have a more, an example kind of fleshed out, I think that would be really helpful for this group. And then it would also be helpful to see a timeline, and within that, what do you need from the EC along the way, so that the folks at the table have time to do their homework and can help as best as possible. Thank you.
It sounds great to me, Erica. I just wanted to, what I was trying to accomplish today a little bit was to make sure that I had support for going in this direction. And if so, then those other pieces of when, at what meetings, and in what roles we're engaging the various components of the management conference to get this done, become a lot easier for me to then put together.
100%. Oh, I appreciate that. And I also, I think, Jonathan, you had asked the question if this was okay with EPA. We are not prescriptive. I think each NEP does it somewhat similarly, but differently. And I agreed with your comment about communicate and inform. And those are kind of changes that may make sense to change those words over time. But I'd say we can figure that out as we go. But no, I like the direction. I appreciate the direction this is heading. Thank you.
Thank you, Erica. I just wanted to make sure that that we weren't setting ourselves up for submitting a CCMP that by definition wasn't approvable by EPA because it didn't hold the magic words that might be needed.
You appreciate that.
I couldn't
that.
Support your concerns more fully, sir.
I had a question. Could you clarify, especially since one of our directives to improve is improve communication, can you just summarize how this plan is an improvement over what we've done in the past or the areas that we're seeking to better engage or better communicate specifically?
We are at an early stage of that, Jamie and Millie. We have our performance evaluation last time said, hey, we want to see some brand recognition. We want to see a presence. We were able to achieve that. We got a new logo. We put together a web page that, you know, put the NEP in place. We certainly now are looking at how do we shift some of our emphasis and our resources to communicate more effectively. I think that this is going to be an extension of our social media-based communications. We have support through other lines of funding where we want to start generating sort of short mini documentaries and get those out a little bit further. We're chasing the analytics of what does sort of work with our audiences, and the folks love our little short videos on Instagram specifically. It seems to be like, ooh, that's the one. So we keep trying to pay attention to that and adjust to it, recognizing that it had not been our strong suit, which is exactly what I think the evaluation team identified. And really, it's not, I don't think it's a pejorative. It never has been. It's just been like, hey, man, like, get out there and do that better. So that's what we're trying to respond to. If you've got any communication gurus to sit down and chat with, I'd love to spend some time with them.
If I can make a suggestion on that note, then you know, identified earlier area of opportunity around storytelling, and I think that building in some specific actions for the communications team around building a storytelling and a narrative to help, you know, connect the inform section. You know, a lot of that data is maybe not particularly interesting to, you know, some folks. And so creating a narrative around it to do that storytelling and building in specific actions under the communications piece that, like, would help to build that up might be helpful.
I'll build on that. Is the State Water Board for 15, 16 years has been doing a performance report on how they do on things, and pretty dry stuff, lots of statistics on work and, you know, how many permits are adopted, things like that. But about 5 years ago, we started a section on how are we doing on TMDLs. And each of those has a one-page, two-page story about the TMDL and what it was supposed to accomplish and how is it doing. Those are probably our most interesting part of our performance report now, because people can look at it and say, oh, this is improving or not improving and why, as opposed to looking at the graphics of how much inspections or enforcement actions. So it's a simplified story for each watershed that might be useful to look at. I have a couple of questions. If folks are okay with letting Tom and his team start working on this approach so that they can start working, I'd like to, you know, we don't have to vote on it, but I'd like to hear from the executive committee, and then we can talk about some process.
Yeah, it's finally sinking into me. I think I'm a little bit the dullest knife in the drawer here, but I actually found monitoring to be clearer in what's going on. But as I'm understanding hearing what Erica said, this is a fluid situation, and so I think this is a great direction to go. I'm a little confused between inform and communicate. So the more refined you can get to it to deal with the bottom of the cerebral end that I'm on, I'm a little dubious about. And I'm getting clearer moment by moment, Tom. It's getting clearer and clearer to me. But that's just my take on it. I thought the monitoring made more sense. Maybe that's because I drank the Kool-Aid a long time ago. But I kind of got a little bit. I think this graph, and I'm glad we asked for clarification. This helped me kind of solidify those things. But as long as this is a fluid process and it's ebbing and flowing and changing, yada yada, I'm down with this going forward here.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I agree. I'm supportive of moving in this direction. I like that term, moving in this direction. I just want to make sure that it's fluid, that it evolves. I think this process is best when we have the stakeholder engagement and involvement. And I think you're going to hear some of, you're hearing the confusion between inform and communicate, and I hear that all the time too when we're talking about that in the water world. So I think you're going to get a lot of feedback, especially kind of boiling it down to four categories. Sometimes people, I like the simplified version, but sometimes people feel like oversimplification may not allow them to amplify certain aspects. So as long as we're willing to evolve through this process and really take in the stakeholder input, I'd be really supportive.
I'll just, you had me thinking about monitoring. I know that's what Baykeeper does, man, monitor, right? But I didn't know if monitoring is also part of enhancing. It goes along with enhancing, and communication and form goes together. So I don't know if there's any way to switch it around, but you know, I'm good with the way it is, but you did have me thinking more about monitoring and how it's not really fitting in here in a spot. So
my assumption has been that you're going to start working on this and start fitting the pieces into the existing actions, and as you do that, you will likely change some of these words.
Completely open to changing the words, I was looking for, hey kid, that seems, you know, a good 70% resolved. Please start putting these pieces together, and then we put it into motion. We have those dynamics and fluidity and adaptation that folks are talking about. I think we're anticipating our stakeholder meeting in early February of this coming year. That'll be a big point. And to make the most of that opportunity, I think at times we have not leaned in at all, and we've said, so what do you want? And then folks are coming at us going like, well, what do you do? What are you doing? And then I do think we are receptive to everybody's ideas and suggestions, but at the same time, we do need to focus them on what we do. And this would give us a chance to provide some of that focus so that when those folks are coming in and spending their time with us, we're honoring their efforts and making the most of that opportunity for them.
So I think you hear from this group a consensus that you might not have exactly right, but the approach makes sense, and that you should start moving forward with it. I have a couple of requests on process. So at the January meeting, I would like to have a timeline of what you're, how you're expecting to roll this out. You indicated that you're likely to have a stakeholder meeting in February. which means that January is a great time for us to look at what you're proposing for that and make sure that we don't have any tweaks or concerns. And then after the March is probably a good time to look at the feedback from the stakeholder group and how it changes. And as you lay out, those are some of the touch points. As you can see, I'm expecting the executive committee to be pretty hands-on on the CCMP because that's the opportunity for the for us and then with our recommendations to the governing board to have input into the where how things are moving forward in the next 5 to 10 years with the work plans.
Appreciate that as well, Jonathan, and excited to be working with both the executive committee as well as the governing board. And as we're looking into the calendar next year, us bringing this together, getting easy early feedback in January from everyone as to hit or miss, bringing it to the stakeholder meeting in February, learning more, starting to assimilate that. In April and May, we will be moving forward with work plan finalization and approvals for both the 320 base and the BIL funds. So I would anticipate that the next time that we probably pick this up for work plan for the CCMP is going to be July, August, and then hopefully refine in the fall with a, and then, you know, the December meeting will be next year will be this, you know, tiny little thing where we approve this one.
So bring your proposal as your timeline to the January meeting. I think the executive committee can do two things at once, and so we don't necessarily have to stop working on the CCMP to work on the work plan. Just to remind the other EC members, the work plan will be based on the existing CCMP, so it will be very similar to the last few years of work plan. And so I expect that we can do more than one thing.
Welcome to the brave new world of multitasking. What I would submit, Jonathan, is that this new guidance that we just received is applicable for this coming work plan. And having looked at those priorities, understanding the efforts that this program supports and interacts with, I don't see us having any difficulties satisfying that. So it just may be that there's some new terminology that's going to be into this work plan. I don't know if we're going to have to crosswalk anything or if we explain it away up top and then leave it as it is. We'll just have to see what I think makes most sense to everyone at that point in time, but we can anticipate that.
Great. So, yes, Luke. I was just going to check in with the other EC members. I think we can expect at the January meeting a timeline that Erica and I have both asked for the development of the CCMP. It makes sense to also get a timeline for the work plan for because it's on a very similar time frame. And I would also expect at the January how you're going to be rolling this out for the stakeholders in February. It doesn't have to be, you know, all buttoned up, but just generally so that we can weigh in on that.
And if you'll allow, Jonathan, just sort of easy for me to see how I can task my people, certainly interact a great deal with Luke and Caitlin on this. So we can march forward with this if we encounter some challenges or difficulties in plotting this out from a timeline different from what your expectations have been today. We'll get to you quick and try to resolve that.
Right. That totally makes sense. I just want to make sure that I'm being clear that I would expect the timelines to include the interactions with not only the stakeholders, but with the governing board, and when those would be for laying this out. I do envision this group having more of the discussions and hands-on on wording and concepts because of the largeness of the governing board and the small amount of time that the governing board has to dive into things. That's what I think the job of the executive committee is, to help frame that for the governing board.
Welcome that and support it. Thank you.
Okay, Luke?
Tom, I have a question. In 2025, other than the stakeholder or community member workshop, do you plan on doing other outreach and engagement activities?
Yeah, we do have planned and have already started making some headway to speak with folks that are organized around communities that we know we haven't brought to the table as successfully. And often this means it's difficult to get to the table. So we've been reaching out with the Black Surfers Collective specifically, talking to the folks at the Kuruvunga Tongva Sacred Springs Foundation to aid us as a place to sit down with First Nations voices. And we'll be looking to do the same with the Environmental Charter School System, whom we've long had a partnership with. So by going to them rather than asking them to come to us seemed like an appropriate step. That is not to mean that that's the end of that list, and if folks have other parties that we can reach out to and sit down and have some communication with and then bring those suggestions back to this body, we're very open to that. Thank you for the question, Luke.
All right. Any other comments for Tom on the CCMP?
I just got to say, I think it's a great opportunity, and I do have folks that are reaching out to me from our systemically bypassed communities, so I'm glad to be a messenger to make that connection, and they're coming to me, so I think that's a big step forward, so it's good to have this opportunity, bro.
Fantastic. I will reach out.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. At this point, we're a little early, but we have opportunity for member comments and our announcements, if there are any. Oh, yes.
I'm going to raise my hand. So I have a sharing, and then also I had a question about the agenda for the December meeting. I realize we've already set the agenda, but can I start with that question?
Sure.
All right. So I know the TAC is meeting December 4th, and I know that there's room on the agenda for the TAC chair or vice chair to share. I'm just hoping there'll be more to share after December 4th. So just, it sounds like we have room on the agenda, but to also, I just want to make sure there's enough space for that.
Yeah, there's enough space on the agenda. It looks to me like we've got about an hour and a half worth of items in a 2.5-hour meeting. So it will be a great opportunity for the TAC to give us a more detail, because I haven't met in probably a year or so or more. March. So it's been a long time. So this would be great.
Okay. And it would be good to have a fuller kind of debrief, since I think we have new people at the tape, new folks on the governing board. So it may need a more in-depth update. Okay, thanks. And then I think both Luke and Tom mentioned that EPA has updated its guidance, its funding guidance for the National Estuary Program. And this is something we regularly do about every 4 years. So it was due to be updated. We do this for our other programs as well. So just wanted to share that piece. It was just shared with our NEP directors, and they'll have a chance to ask our headquarters office questions soon at a webinar. And some of the new, I'd say newer things in there are additions of or incorporation of the Protect and Restore America's Estuaries Act, meaning we need to reference that act that was passed about 3 years ago by Congress. And then also looking back, all NEPs have done a CCVA. Now I have to remember what my acronyms, a climate change vulnerability assessment. So it's to go and make sure that that is still, that what is recommended in there is still relevant, basically. So doing a check of that. And I know, I think Tom and Caitlin and Luke, we shared all of this and we're up to date. So I just wanted to share those points with folks. Guidance is kind of dry, but it's important. Thank you.
Erica, do you want to spend a few minutes at the governing board meeting or not?
Do people think that would be helpful? I'm not, it's a question for the group. I'm not sure if it's helpful or not.
I'm kind of agnostic to it. But I don't want to, if you feel like you should do that, you should.
I don't think it's necessary. I wanted to just bring that up with the group since it has come up a couple of times, and I wanted you to know that it is kind of a normal part of us doing business. And if you have any questions, I'm happy to do my best. I am still digesting it, but I'm happy to do my best to answer those questions.
Yeah, Jonathan, may I suggest that Erica is in a perfect spot to edify anything that I say improperly. So
I was not editing you. I was just
no. I don't mean it. That. I don't mean that at all, Erica.
That's a really big job you're putting on her.
So, you know, I think, and the way this would flow is, you know, I can serve as the interpreter on that, and if Erica wants to qualify any of those comments. Making sure she does have that opportunity to do so, I think serves everybody as a good pathway to get that done.
Okay.
Does that sound good to you, Erica?
Yeah, that sounds fine. I don't think it needs its own standalone presentation, but I think as it kind of as appropriate as it comes up, happy to share more. Thank you.
Well, folks, think about if they have any announcements. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, I just have a question, comment. I'm not sure if it's not an announcement, but so I represent the Council of Governments on the commission, and the commission as a whole has several other people like myself that represent certain groups. And so the Council of Governments has been asking me for a while. I haven't always seen their emails because they get lost, but they're asking for a monthly update on what the commission's doing, okay? And you know, if you see the long list of the things they're asking from all their representatives, transportation, health, all over the place, right? And they're putting it all together. And so Luke referred me to the annual report, but I'm just wondering, is there other – and, yeah, I could go through minutes and say, well, we've done this and this and this, but maybe it prevents an opportunity for – our issues, environment, water quality, and all gets exposed better to the Council of Governments because they're so concerned about all these others, and it seems like the environment's getting lost in the shuffle of all the other mess. So I didn't know if there's a better way to put this together or what.
I will get together with Luke, but I have some ideas that it's not so much that, I mean, I think that we could put together for you on a monthly basis and for the other, activities over the, since the last governing board meeting. So it would be every other month because the governing board doesn't meet every month.
Right.
But every other month, activities that the foundation and the commission do so that you can report back and other people can report back. It's essentially, I hate to tell you this, but it's what we do. The regional board, the state board, we have an executive director's report, which kind of lists the activities that don't come before the governing board, mm-hmm. but they're just things that happen on a basis. I know that both Tom and Luke try and summarize that in their reports. But if you need something a little more documented, I think that's a reasonable thing to do, and I can work with the folks.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it would be great to catch up and start what we've done the last 6 months and then try to – they're looking for monthly updates, or it can be every other month. It's obviously very flexible. No one's come after me yet. Why haven't you submitted anything? And I go, oh, I didn't know I had to. You know, all of a sudden you find out, oh, is that right? More stuff I got to do. Okay. You know, so.
Well, you shouldn't have to do it. We have folks, you know, that should be something. And I think it'd be useful for everyone.
Yeah,
well,
it would get better exposure to what we're doing on the environmental front, because we do get lost in the shuffle of what city councils and local governments get involved with. It seems like, especially recently, the environment's been swept under the rug for homeless and, you know, traffic, transportation, all these other things that get in the middle of it all. So, okay.
All right. We will work on that. And don't let me forget, because I have a lot of things going on, but remind me. We will try and have this become part of the package that goes out on governing board meetings so that it's a standalone document you can use.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Thanks.
And then Luke can kick me under the table about all the work. Yes, Tom.
So Erica threw a softball when she said about the guidance being dry. So it's almost turkey time and everybody makes them dry. So great article in the New York Times on dry brining and the 3 days prior and the this and the that and the that, and you can't go wrong. So that is an outright advertisement for how to keep your bird all juicy and everything when you're sitting down for the big feast.
Well,
dry brining.
So now I would like to understand how that relates to the Santa Monica Bay Restoration Commission, but
I think it's there.
Because this is a juicy slice here, man. That's what I'm saying.
Any other announcements or comments from? So I have one. Erica.
You still have your hand.
I just wanted to say that given the comment earlier about providing information for, oh my goodness, I've forgotten your name. I'm so sorry. And I can't see your name tag. The person to your right, Jonathan. Yes, thank you. I wonder if there's also an opportunity within there for him to ask for feedback, right, from the Council of Government. So that's also, right, part of your job on the board. Maybe I'm stating the obvious, but it's also kind of for all of us going back to our organizations and our networks and sharing, okay, we're updating our CCMP. What is that? You know, here's what we're trying to do. So for each of us to become kind of spokespeople and to get a broader perspective. So, thank you.
Thank you. So I wanted to remind all of you. Oh, yeah.
Nope. Sorry. I'm just having trouble with the music.
No.
Yes, I'm going to take this minute. I don't know how many people watch these things locally, but I do know that we have a member of the council, Hermosa Council, as well as the South Bay Cog. I would encourage all of our people living locally to take advantage of West Basin's free rain barrel program. We just had our first event in the city of Inglewood. We have one November 23rd in the city of El Segundo here at this facility. December 7th, Gardena. December 14th, Lomita. January 11th, Malibu. And January 25th, Rolling Hills Estates. And we actually give away free rain barrels. All you need is a single family residence, whether you're renting or owning. Keep your rainwater on your property. Utilize it in days after. And so it's free to the public. You just register at westbasin.org and swing by, pick up your rain barrel.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Seeing no other announcements or comments, I want to remind you all to talk to Luke about if you're interested in staying on the executive committee. It's such an exciting place. And consider if you or another governing board member you know is interested in being the chair for next couple of years. My term expires Thank you. I don't believe we have a closed session. And so I think we can adjourn unless there's any other.
Mr. Chair, our next meeting in January is the last meeting you'll be with us?
That's correct.
Okay, great. My goodness, it's been great having you, but we got one more with you, huh? Okay.
Oh, yes. I'm supposed to announce that we have a governing board meeting on December 12th, so you will see me there. And then we have a executive committee on the 16th, but the February governing board meeting is when we have the election. So that's why I was saying. All right. Thank you all. Been a pleasure as always.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, everyone. Take care.